joined by Kay's first team coach Mark Hams after this evening's 1-0 win over Dulwich. Mark, not a vintage performance, but you'll take 3 points where you can get them.
Any day of the week, Simon, I'm absolutely particularly delighted with the second half. I mean, don't get me wrong, I don't think we walked the second half. I don't think we were particularly impressive, but I made the point at half-time to the boys that they will get spells, and if you ask me, to be honest, I'd say they probably had a 45-minute spell. But we soaked it up. Again, we've soaked it up. We come under a lot of pressure on the edge of our own box. Didn't really have chances to actually clear the ball rather than getting rid of it. There's a difference between getting rid of it and clearing it. But I mean, that's something we can work on in training. It's only a blast, but we can still work on it in training.
Like you say, second half we're really under the cosh, but you switched things around. You went to one up front, and it worked for us.
Yeah, I mean, fair play to Martin Tyler. Me and Douse are getting—we get paid for doing nothing. I think no. Martin pointed out that it might be a fair shout to throw Bobby out on the left and just kill the game. Really, I mean, they were being quite strong down the right. And Martin made the point, so yeah, it worked, to be fair. I mean, it wasn't going to be pretty, but again, I don't want to keep bringing Martin's name up, but he said at half time, we'll win ugly, and we won ugly.
And Dulwich, although their league position isn't the greatest, they're not a bad side. They drew 2-2 with Dover the last week.
They'll get results, Simon, I'm telling you, and there ain't many people going to come here and get a win. You could probably count it on one hand by the end of the season, the amount of people that might come here and get a win. But you can see how they got a result at Dover. Relentless, a fit side. I said at half time to the boys, this may become a game of athletics rather than a game of football. And don't sit there and tell me that you're not as fit as them, because you are. But yeah, you can just picture the game at Dover 2-0 up and maybe cruising, and Dulwich piling on a bunch of pressure, which they did to us today, and fortunately we didn't fold.
You mentioned the fitness in there, and I've spoken to Douse many times about it, but the work rate today was brilliant. Jason Turley really stood out for me in the middle of the park. He was all over the place.
I think, to be fair, Jason, I think Jason ran here, and I think he's running home as well. He just doesn't stop. I mean, if it was up to him, he'd probably stop and do a few doggies afterwards as well, but we had to get him in the changing room. But I must admit, I was a bit concerned. We trained Monday and we trained last night, and the boys are so eager at the moment, whether it's because of our position or just because their attitude is excellent. But there was a few boys up there. We started training at 7, there was a few boys up there at 6:30 and really putting it in. And I just said to Douse after the training session, I pray to God we haven't done too much, and thankfully we hadn't.
Contender for goal of the season, do you think?
Oh yeah, much better than NJ's, wasn't it? We playing there. We worked on that in training last night. All we do is we'll lump it. The keeper will miss it, and we're just, to be fair, Simon, that's the second game in a row where I've looked down to write something down or speak to Douse, and I've missed the goal, so I can't really comment. All I did was heard a bit of a cheer turn around, and Lodgy's notched it.
Playing 24 hours before the other teams, does that give us a bit of a psychological advantage, going 4 points clear?
We don't plan it like that. Obviously, I see the point you're making, playing on a Friday. Yeah. Yes.
Because the teams like wake up tomorrow morning, they're seeking standing, gone 4 points clear.
Yes and no. I mean, you can say the same thing about having to play Mondays. I mean, going back 5 years, Graham Roberts introduced it at Carl Shortland for that reason. We'll get a win on a Monday night, and don't get me wrong, they were a great side at the time. But he said to himself, we'll get a win on a Monday night, and then the pressure's on everybody on a Tuesday if they got midweek games. So yeah, I think it can. But then you got to bear in mind, teams like Tooting and Dover and Metpolis are mentally strong, so it shouldn't really affect them. They're going to be strong sides, and I can't see many of them waking up tomorrow and saying, well, we're under pressure today because Kingston have got the win on Friday night. I think they're just a little bit wiser than that.
And how important was today's game, considering we haven't got a league game now for a while? How important was it to sign off this run of league fixtures on a high?
Massively important, and getting away wins is massive, because we've built a little. Start getting leery about it, but we've built a nice little fortress at home, if you like. Every game we've played, we've won, and we went to Tooting, and we never look for excuses. Douse, Martin, and I, we never look for excuses, but we were slightly under strength. And I said to the boys today, look at the factors from that game. Gav went away. We lost NJ after 40 minutes, shortly after he scored probably goal of the season. We lost our goalkeeper after 40 minutes. So there were factors, but today we had no excuses, and we did it. We got a job done, and I'm absolutely delighted.
The next two games coming up are both cup games. Is that a distraction right in the middle of all the league fixtures when we're on such a good run, or is that a good thing?
No, I think the mindset the boys are in, as far as they're concerned, whenever they turn up, it's a game. They don't look at what game it is, who it's against, what competition it is. It's just games. And the great thing about being in the position we are, when you're doing well, again, without wishing to jump the gun and sound a bit leery about it, you just want games all the time. You want games, games, games. You want wins, wins, wins. And that's just the human nature of a player.
And we seem to have really good strength and depth at the moment. Seems really built up the squad. Tommy Morehouse on the bench today. John Coke wasn't even in the squad today. How pleasing is that?
Very pleasing. Five subs and the three boys that were Scott Corbett, NJ and Johnny Coke, who were training, they'd probably get into most teams in this division. So you look at that strength and you've got to be pleased. I mean, everybody's knocking on the gaffer's door. Why ain't I playing? Why am I not? And to be fair, he's dealing with it. He's giving them reasons, not excuses. He's giving them reasons. And they're taking it. Their chance will come without a shadow of a doubt. Football's a funny game. And within 24 hours, things can change so much. Who's to say that we wouldn't have come out of today's game with four injuries, a couple of suspensions, and then all of a sudden you've got five changes for the next game. Football changes within 24 hours, and it will happen. At some stage, it will happen. We're very lucky at the moment. Everybody's fit. Nobody's away on holiday. But I guarantee you, at some stage, that will change.